What is that? What kind of dance is that?
Rail.
Well, you know anything about different kinds of rail fences?
I have no idea. Yeah.
When you put up a fence, you have to nail the wire to the what? You stick what in the ground?
Oh, the stake.
Mm-hmm. Or any other word for that?
Pole.
Or you might say, I ran into the fence.
Which post!
Says, yeah, if you had more than one of those, you'd have two.
Post!
Okay. And, a fence is made out of stone. What would you call that?
Stone.
A stone what?
Fence.
Okay. Ever hear rock fence, or would you almost always say stone fence?
I don't know what either one are.
Okay. Now, what about your best dishes, the kind of stuff that you're going to be getting a lot of pretty soon? That's your what?
China.
Yeah.
I don't call them dishes.
You don't? What do you call them? Plates.
Yeah, I call them plates.
Cricket and I already picked out your wedding present. We got a year's supply of paper plates.
Yeah, I'm going to need them, that's for sure.
And, okay, if you had an egg, it was made out of China, you'd have a what? You'd have a...
An egg?
Yeah, so have you ever seen the little eggs that are made out of China?
Yeah.
What would you call that? It's
probably in a holiday something.
You're, are you would... Okay.
Holiday egg. Holiday Easter egg.
Okay, if it's made out of China, you'd say it's a what kind of egg?
China egg.
Okay.
These questions, guy.
What?
They're different.
Are they? No, that's
the
same ones
you're
looking at.
I'm not looking at any questions.
That you did? Did you look at?
No, not that egg stuff.
Oh, well, you didn't look at that one. Okay. But what about the stuff that you would take? A wooden thing that you might carry water in?
Pail.
Anything else you might call it?
Bucket.
Those two terms mean the same thing to you? Is there a difference? What if it's made out of
metal? Bucket might be bigger.
What if it's made out of metal? Would you still call it either one?
I guess, yeah.
What if it's plastic?
Bucket.
What if you're going to feed the hogs? You take that, what do you call that? What kind of bucket? Of?
Hog bucket.
Ever heard of slop bucket?
Oh, yeah. I know what slop is.
What?
It's where you mix all that junk together.
Fine smell. Did you ever feed hogs?
No, but I used to feed the cows, I think.
What'd you feed?
Grain, I guess.
Candy bars. Okay, now the thing that you're going to, say you want to fry some eggs, what would you use?
Frying pan.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't really.
What would you really use?
That's what you could use. I would use skillet.
What's the difference there? Difference between the two?
Yeah, frying pan plugs in, a skillet, you sit on the stove.
You ever heard anybody use the term spider?
Spider?
For frying pan?
No.
What about a big black thing that you might hang out in the yard to...
Those little nigger boys! There's a nigger boys on the lands. You should have been black face. Sit down there.
Okay. That's a fine answer. That ain't what I'm looking for.
Those little nigger boys with red hats.
There's a story about that. You ever read The Artificial Nigger by Flannery O'Connor?
Mm-hmm.
There's a story about that. Now, it says a big pot that you set out back that you might use to women will boil clothes.
Oh, yeah.
What would you call that?
Oh, a kettle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,